Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at one of our favorite places, Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Some people just looked up and went, what's going on?
What the heck is going on?
To have a quiet lunch. What are these guys talking about?
We are the only Christian sports show in Atlanta. Blessed is the blood of the Lamb. And we're going to be here till 6 o'clock. And we're going to break bread and have some fun with our listeners and maybe have some fellowship as well.
Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, man, lots going on. Braves go on the West Coast, thank God. I hope that flight last night, I hope they got some things worked out after that terrible
loss. Here's the thing. Was it soul-searching or was it 16 Coors Lights and about 15 vodka shots?
I think it was probably all the above. I think they probably got it in. Get it out of your system.
Right. This is where I'd love Snicker to just come around and just say, hey, guys, let's get it. You know what? Tear it up today. Let's, everybody, triples, doubles, forget about it. Let's hit the reset. You know, I mean, because San Fran is a good food town. They got in a chance to maybe just clear their heads, I hope. I mean, who knows? But, again, we've talked about leadership, and we've talked about trying to motivate these guys. I'm sorry. Guys making guaranteed money as professional athletes should not need exterior motivation.
No, they should
not. Other than some sense of pride.
Yeah, look, there is a responsibility that falls on all those guys who made the trip. Some didn't. Obviously, the Braves made a couple of moves, but it is ultimately about the players.
Right.
I do not like the fact that it feels like the manager, whatever message he's trying to get across, is not resonating. But he made the flight out there as well. And the Braves have not made a change, and Mike is adamant about they won't, and maybe they won't. I just don't know how worse it has to get when your team has expectations and you've lost 11 of your last 14. So we will see how they respond. And again, we said this series was big.
Right.
They got swept. What if they get swept in San Francisco?
Wow.
I'm just asking.
Man, I mean, yikes. And that's a great division, by the way.
It is. You know, everybody's in the hunt.
Ay, ay, ay. I mean.
And I don't want that. Right. Mike, I'm saying is everybody keeps saying it can't get worse. It can get worse.
Baby, it can get worse. You're just not going to watch it because it's on at 10:15 at night. But, no, that's the thing. I mean, you're going with Spencer Schwellenbach, who certainly I think he's right at the ship.
Yeah.
You could argue that almost everyone except for Sale has had a problem keeping the ball inside the park. So Schwellenbach doing his thing. Hayden Birdsong with an ERA of 2.37.
Okay.
Going for the Giants tonight. But it's and Giants, by the way, are -130 in Vegas. So they're feeling they're pretty good favorite.
They
right
are.
There.
They're feeling it. Hey, we're going to talk plenty about the Braves. We know everybody is still reeling from that loss as we were yesterday and reacting. And you can always find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Garrett is in for our man, the Dominator, today. He's back at the station running the board. And, of course, our executive producer, Day-Day, is hanging out with us here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Mike Bell, I have said, and I think – that he's a superstar. And I've had this argument with a few people around the NBA who said, nah, he ain't done enough yet. Well, how are we feeling about Tyrese Halliburton now?
He's a superstar.
Last night, he had another game winner to give the Pacers game one of the NBA Finals, and I just want to take you back for a second. April 29th, Indiana trailed Milwaukee in their playoff series, 118-111, right. 34 seconds of play and left in overtime. Halliburton scores with 1.4 seconds remaining. Pacers win. May 6th, Indiana trailed Cleveland in their playoff series, 119-112, mm-hmm. 48 seconds to play. Halliburton gets the game winner with 1 second to play. Pacers win. Then May 21st, and we all know this one, Indiana trailed New York 121-112 with 51 seconds to play in regulation. Halliburton thought he shot the three to win it. We know it hit the top of the backboard and basically goes in. It was two, not three. He sends it to overtime, but ultimately the Pacers win. And now we have last night to add to this repertoire, Mike. He is hitting big shots and setting a legacy for himself.
And really did not have a great night. And honestly, everybody else with the Pacers, I think, I don't know if you want to say that a good player, as we like to say with Trey, knows when to dominate, knows when to facilitate. Much of that game last night, he was more facilitator because he only took, remember we talked about Ant-Man taking only 13 shots? He only took 13 shots last night from the floor. He was not feeling it. And the mid-range jumper inside the stripe is really not his forte. He's either three-pointer, obviously elevating his game over the rim, taking it to the basket. But this was one where he just steps up. This is Michael Jordan-type stuff. This is Kobe-type stuff. Larry Bird, all the elites. So all these guys, I mean, again, nine guys out of a poll don't like him, so he's the most overrated player on some BS that nobody will put their name on. So I'm not buying that. This guy is money. It's you wish, you know, Trey could be a little bit taller, to your point. Wish I was taller. Wish I was a baller.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's amazing. And you and I were just talking before the show. I love the fact that Rick Carlisle is incredibly underrated. You touched on it before the show. Don't call the timeout. They're on their back footing.
Yeah.
You know, they thought SGA was going to make that jumper. So all of a sudden, man, you got advantage of it, and you took advantage of a defense that really wasn't set. Without the taking the timeout.
Well, yeah. And the thing about it is, in every playoff series, he's had a difference-making play that has won a game for the Pacers to get them to this point. Winning game one doesn't guarantee them that they're going to win the series. But these are the moments that we remember. And you know, we can talk about SGA was unbelievable last night. He led all scores, 38. They had no answer for him. He is the MVP. And I said before the show ended yesterday, give him a chance. Watch him. See what I'm talking about when it comes to how he does everything seemingly right. But Halliburton is a beast, man. And look, Indiana steals game one. This team, this is going to go seven, Mike. I had OKC in six. I think it's still going to go seven now. Mm. The fact that Indiana has stole game one. Let me hear the game winner from Halliburton again. 0.3 seconds, should I say, left on the clock. Mike and I also mentioned this. Guys, they could have gotten that rebound and taken a timeout. They didn't. They go right down the floor. He's got the ball, and everybody thinks what Mike is saying. He's going to give it up to somebody else. And instead, he pulls up for this jumper.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
He has done this time and time again. The bigger thing for me, Mike, is the Pacers, it's their fifth postseason comeback after trailing by 15 points.
Yeah, you just kind of highlighted all of that Tyrese Halliburton highlight reel going back to Cleveland, obviously the Knicks in game one. And this is one where now all of a sudden I'm with you. I thought it was OKC in six. Now maybe this goes seven games. You've stolen home court advantage. And you've also got SGA. And by the way, I thought great analysis. I was just telling Carl as we were coming on the air, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't like about ESPN. They drive me crazy. But I thought Scott Van Pelt was so good last night. If you didn't see
In the post game,
which basically was the Sports Center. But they were talking about in the analysis and Kendrick Perkins and the crew, just, you know, talking about how angry SGA was. How they saw SGA really going toe-to-toe. Obi Toppin did the same thing in the Knicks. Obi Toppin was getting some of the Knicks fired up, really got Brunson at one point out of his game. So this is a team which kind of knows how to rattle your cage a little bit. And they was and they're saying they never seen just Alexander that angry coming off the floor, which obviously is going to go back for 50 the next game. Who knows?
He might.
But I just thought the big guys, and this is something you and I were talking also about off the air, some of the size advantage for Oklahoma City didn't really turn into anything.
No.
And at the end of the game, Oklahoma City actually realized they kind of had to go small because Chet Holmgren and Hartenstein were missing in action. They were like zeros and high tops.
Yeah, look, and Hardenstein, he started out really well. I mean, he's going to the basket. He's getting to the free throw line. I'm like, he's about to kill these guys. And yeah, and then he went away. You know who was really good last night, too? Miles Turner. And you've talked about going after Miles Turner.
But that's a guy, whether it's Siakam or Miles Turner, that is, if not the guy, the type of guy the Hawks desperately need.
404-726-0929. We're live at Twin Peaks coming up. Our daily download. Braves take on the Giants tonight. And also Aaron Rodgers signing his one-year deal with the Steelers and what that means for not only the Steelers but for the NFL. Let me hear Tyrese Haliburton on the court after he hit this game winner. It was unbelievable. And look, on the road makes it even better. I mean, it's one thing to hit these game winners in your home building. It is unbelievable when you shut a crowd down like Haliburton did again last night.
Man, we just we keep believing. Keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
Yeah, and Mike, you said it. To me, that's the sign of a great player. When you are struggling, but yet you still have the balls to take that shot. Because most guys, let's be honest, you would have been like, I haven't shot the ball well. You take it. It's your ball.
Right.
He didn't do that. He didn't give it up. And I think that screams superstar stuff when you start talking about those moments. All right, we're going to continue to talk about the finals, guys. And the Pacers, by the way, now up. Sunday is game two. I mentioned this to you. It's like 3 days, 4 days in between these games, man. It's like this thing's going to go on forever.
That's why, you know, in the old days, it's, you know, every other day. You know, game, you know, got a game in between, not that hard. I think the NBA shoots themselves in the foot by doing this, if I'm honest.
Well, the momentum.
I mean, just you have a game that a lot of folks are talking about. And all of a sudden now I got to wait 2 days. And now you get lost in the weekend. You know, other things happening. So just my two cents.
Yeah, I agree totally. Hey, man, what did Brian Snicker say after that terrible loss yesterday? We're going to let you hear more of that coming up here on the show. And also coming up, we're going to talk about what it means for Aaron Rodgers. Mike, he signs this deal, and people are saying it still won't work in Pittsburgh, that this is not going to get them over the top. Look. No matter what you think about Justin Fields, and I love the kid. I think he's been underrated and hadn't been allowed to really do the things he's capable of. We'll see if the Jets allow him to do it. Or Russell Wilson, Aaron's better. He's better. And I know we get fed up with the craziness and the off-the-field stuff. He is a better quarterback. And he is going to, I think, a really good situation. And if he makes everybody better, Mike, and he's focused, which I don't know if he's going to be, Steelers are going to be in the mix.
As we've said time and time again, Mike Tomlin's got a PhD in egos and head cases. But Mike Tomlin, there's a sense of urgency, and we'll get into this later with Bryant McFadden. I think he would agree with this. The Steelers haven't won jack in the playoffs in forever, and they're living on past reputation.
Yep.
Tomlin's got to bring home the bacon. And you and I were looking at that depth chart yesterday. I just think it's a very meh wide receiver room once you get past Metcalf.
Yeah, DK Metcalf, remember?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They did trade for him, and he's a beast, but you're right. I mean, does anybody else scare you on the outside? Either way, that is news today, and Aaron is in Pittsburgh. He's going to be there for minicamp. Some people saying this is just for show, and, you know, why did he do it now? Look, if he did it later, he'd be criticized. If he does it now, he's going to be criticized. It's just kind of what it is. But I think it's a big deal for the NFL, man, because this news dropping has certainly been one of the big stories here this offseason so far. All right, we're live at Twin Peaks. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. Daily Downloads next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.